but from some of these questions you ask, it just wasn't done on the farm at that time, not back in the early 1920s.
It sounds like the family had a car relatively early.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did.
Do you remember when you got that?
They got the first Overland, and it was before I started the school. So I don't know how old I was. I suppose I was 4 or 5. I don't know. But, yes, we did have a car from very early times.
Hmm.
And then, even when my brothers were still, a couple of brothers still at home, they had cars. My brother had a car. But I can remember they did some of their own work, because later at Lockheed, when I run onto names of, like, Ray Bestis, I thought, my goodness, that's an old firm, because I remember my brother putting Ray Bestis brake linings on his car. And, you know, my brothers talked a lot about cars. Oh, yes, that was another thing we talked about at the table, about cars, the latest car, and this and that. Oh, they talked a lot about cars.
Tell me what it was like starting school.
Well, now, my mother did not want me to start school too early. She said it was a long way to go and to be there all day. So I didn't start till I was 6. And strange as it may seem, she did not start me to school. My brother in high school took me in to the teacher. But it was a small school. There were only about 30. This was a small community, remember. And my older brother was going. I mean, see, I had two brothers in school when I started. The one was in grammar school, and the one was in high school. And he just led me up there. He knew where. And, you know, it was a lot of parents didn't come to start the children in. Now, I do remember there was one little boy came, and he was kind of young. And his mother came and sat with him all day or all morning. And I thought, well, isn't that funny? If he can come to school, what in the world? I thought he must be kind of a baby, that she had to stay there. It didn't seem funny for her to come,
mm-hmm.
but for her to stay. I remember the kid. a lot of the children were brought by an older brother or sister.
What were your feelings about school when you started?
Oh, I was eager to go, and I just loved it. I always liked it. Always liked it.
Do you remember in those early grades, how was it graded? Was it up to 8th in the same school?
There were 2 grades in a room. Now, incidentally, at that time, you went into primary. You didn't go into kindergarten,
mm-hmm.
and you stayed all day, and you learned to read in primary. Then 1st and 2nd was in one room. There were usually about 22 students to a grade, so that would make between
mm-hmm.
45, certainly never more than 50 in a room. And then 3rd and 4th was in one room, 4th and 5th in a room, 3rd and 4th, 5th and 6th, and 7th and 8th. Then we just went a little ways, and there was the high school. It was all on one campus.
Oh. Now, when you say your brother took you, how did you get there?
Well, it seems to me that we were taken in the car. Now, whether my father took us and dropped us all off, or whether they let my brother drive the car that day, because he was old enough to drive, I don't remember. I can remember, though, I just know we were taken in the car that first day, and I can remember walking up there. It was quite a long sidewalk up to the school building, and my older brother wasn't leading me, but he was going right along, and we had to take our lunch because we stayed all day. And so that was it. And but primary had a room all by itself. See, this was just right after World War I. As a matter of fact, World War I was still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can remember the day the armistice was signed. They had us kids march all over town, and then school was dismissed. And then we had to walk home because my father had gone with the car on some errand over to it. And my mother said, when I got home, she said, my tongue was hanging out. I was so weary. See, they had marched us all up and down from the school downtown and all around. And some of them were ringing bells, but We in primary, I mean, we were just walking. Well, I guess they gave us flags. I don't know. It seems to me, I know there were a lot of flags and bells and everybody yelling and singing and all that. But I can remember trying to keep up and being awful tired.
How large was the town itself?
They always said it was about 1,100. Mm-hmm. About 1,100.
What sorts of, so when you went to school then, you started, it was really the first time you started making friends outside of your family.
Yes.
What sorts of activities would you become involved in? Did you stay after school for activities or play with them?
No, no. But the ones I got acquainted with, there were two kinds of kids at our school. There were the town kids that went home for lunch, and there were the country kids that brought their lunch. And when I was back to my anniversary this year, I asked about this one girl. She was a little younger than I, but we were friends from there on out. Now, I skipped a grade and went, so I was a grade ahead of her after that. But I don't know, there was just something about it. There was always that bond, even when I played with the ones in my class at recess. But Ruth Powell and I, she was my first school friend, I can remember, and she didn't come. They said, I've forgotten why she didn't come to this alumna banquet, because I would like to see her. But that's when, then there were older girls there, and sometimes they were kind of, some of them were, they'd kind of tease us. But now this Ruth had an older sister, and she was always, she never, never was mean or teased us, little kids.
Now, was she a town girl or a country girl?
No, she was a country girl. See, the country kids, but I think they were in the district. See, this district went out a little ways. They lived on the other side of town and close enough so that they didn't have to pay tuition to come. But it was the ones, the children that brought their lunch that you learned to play with, although you played with all the children at recess, the ones in your class. But you never really got so close to the town kids. I don't mean that there was any animosity, but, you know, they had their activities and they could go to each other's house and play after school. We couldn't. We had to go home. Mm-hmm. And so there
was there a difference, for instance, in terms of dress? Did you feel like a country kid compared to the town kids?
Oh, no. No. My mother always saw to it that, that we... I never felt that way. I think I always looked about the same as the other kids. And most of them did. Once in a while, there'd be a family move into this town, you know. But it seemed to me like the children all dressed pretty much the same.
Well, is there anything that stands out in your mind about those in the primary grades, either teachers or other children or subjects about your school experience?
Well, I remember I liked school, and I liked my teacher. I just, as a matter of fact, it seemed to me, with about one exception, I always liked my teacher, and I always liked school. I can remember that the first year I went to school, they still didn't have indoor plumbing in the school, and we had to go out to, there was the girls and the boys. And because I can remember one rainy day, the teacher putting her, letting the kids wear her raincoat to go out. Yeah, sure. But by the next year, the second year I went to school, well, the second or third, I don't know, but they had taken two cloakrooms and made two lavatories, so we had indoor plumbing at school from then on.
Is there any teacher that particularly stood out in your mind?
Oh.
That impressed you?
Well, they all impressed me. I liked them all. I thought they were all good. I think we always had, that we always had good teachers. No, I can't say that one more than another. Mm. They were all good. They were all nice young women. And I liked them enough that I thought I wanted to be a school teacher.
Uh-huh. So this is when you were a child.
When I was a child, sure. Uh-huh.
So that was your fantasy of what you would be when
yes,
you grew up.
Yes, I was going to be a school teacher because that seemed like a good thing to be, and I liked those. I liked all the teachers.
Did that relate at all to your mother having been a teacher, do you think? Did she talk about that at all with you?
Well, I don't know, except we were told that we were to behave in school. My mother always said, you're there to learn. And I can remember her saying, the teacher gets her salary, whether you learn anything or not. It's up to you. Well, now, you know, some people would blame the teacher. And my mother said, if you don't pay attention to what the teacher says, you're not going to learn that. And then I used to hear, my dad would say it, but I can never remember him ever giving me a whipping. He said, if you get a licking at school, you get another one when you get home. But we never did. That was just sort of an expression. Because I can't remember my father ever whipping me. And I can only remember my mother ever whipping me once, and that's when I was just quite tiny, and it started to rain, and she came out and told us children to come in. It was starting to rain. Instead of my coming in the house, I ran toward the barn. And she went down and caught me, and she gave me some swats on the way to the house. But, there was never, we were not whipped in our family. There was none of that. I don't remember our ever being, my brother used to give me several swats. But I would hear children at school say they were going to get a licking when they get home. I was never afraid of getting a licking. When we got too rambunctious, we had to sit on a chair. And we knew enough that we minded my mother because my father always said, if you don't mind your mother, he'd take a hand, but he never.
So she was really the one who was responsible for discipline.
Well, for us smaller children, not that my father didn't, but I mean, on the farm, so often the man is outside. He's not around for the little children who are playing, not too much. Oh, I don't mean that he did. Yeah, he sometimes, we got scolded. Mm-hmm. But there was none of this, like you hear of kids being beaten or some of them say the dad took the razor strop to him or something. Never anything like that. Mm-hmm. Never anything. We were scolded and we had to sit on a chair and we were talked to. But as I say, I can only remember that one time, and I remember she swatted me several times on the way to the house, and I don't blame her. But, you know, it wasn't anything cruel or anything like that. It doesn't hurt to swat a child a little bit once in a while when they've been defiant. No, you know, some of these things you hear about children now, of course, I've heard them before now, but it just amazes me that things like that could go on. And no, there was no child abuse, except what us kids did to each other.
What do you think, as you were still in grade school, for instance, what do you think your parents' expectations were for you in terms of your futures?
Well, I can remember that they thought I should be, my mother wanted me to go to college. She wanted me to finish college, and she wanted me to be a school teacher. And my father did, too. And I can remember she didn't want me to marry too young. Like some of the girls around there that never got. She wanted me to get an education. Mm-hmm. Of course, I never married at all, but then that wasn't her fault. Okay. But no, they wanted me to be a school teacher. Actually, there weren't very many other kind of jobs. That was the best that community had to offer at the time. If you got a school and were teaching school, there just wasn't anything else. There were very few clerical workers, because there was no big business around there. Now, there were some women worked in the banks, but being a school teacher seemed to be the ultimate, so that's what I was supposed to be.
You said before that you really learned about the facts of life living on the farm. Do you recall when you first started menstruating?
Yes. My mother hadn't told me about it, and I was worried to death. I was afraid. It just happened that I was... kind of had a cold at the time and was coughing, of course, every time. And I was afraid I was going to bleed to death, so I finally had to tell my mother, and when I told my mother, she wasn't a bit worried. And I thought, well, here I've been so worried. And I can remember this. Now, this is something for times. She said, I'm so glad they have napkins you can buy now, and you don't have to wash it. However, she gave me some an old hand towel, I think, that was wrapped up to use till we could get to town. I think this happened on a Saturday, and you know, the stores were all closed and everything. But right away, she bought Kotex for me. Now, some of the girls that came to school, I know, didn't have that. But there again, my mother was pretty much for anything that was new, and she thought washing was okay.
How old were you when you started?
I think I was 13.
Is this something you would talk about with other girls?
Well, not until later, not until after I did. And then we started talking. Oh, we talked a little bit about things, but not too much. I don't know. Maybe we were too dumb. Although, I do know that as I got into adolescence, that several high school girls around there had to get married. And so... I know my mother didn't want that to happen to me. I think that's partly what she meant about not getting married too young. But then I did begin to find out that some of the girls a little older were menstruating, but we didn't talk too much about it, you know. I mean,
what was high school like for you?
Oh, it was fine. I liked it. I was smaller than many of them. I finished first when I was a senior. As a matter of fact, our old hometown paper has these things 50 years ago. So when I was back for our 50-year reunion, they had under their 50-year that, you know, that I had finished first. I was a good student. I wasn't as popular with boys as many of the girls, because I think I was small, and I don't know, I think my mother purposely kept me, I don't mean that I never, I went to the games, but I was lucky in this, that, see, some of those girls had to date somebody, or they didn't have a way to get any place. But now, when our basketball team played in Oskaloosa or Fremont, and my brother could have the car, very often it wasn't a dating thing. He took some friends. I mean, we just all went, and I could go along. It wasn't like kids now always going steady so early. I don't mean that some of them didn't, but so I didn't have to look for a ride to go to the basketball games and that kind of thing. And we lived out in the country, so, I was in the class play. I was always in everything they had except a glee club, and I can't sing.
How about athletics?
No, I wasn't very good at that. Here all these other girls were taller, and they liked to play volleyball, and I couldn't reach up the volleyball. And I remember one time I don't want to brag, but anyway, we were having this physical training, and I guess I missed the ball miserably, and the girls all laughed. And I remember the teacher said, but you know, it didn't really bother me too much. I remember the teacher saying, now, girls, remember, she excels you all in scholarship. So I didn't play, they didn't have a basketball team, but I didn't make the volleyball team. As a matter of fact, when it came to athletics, I didn't make any. I was too short. I didn't get into that, but now when it came to our declamatory contest, I was in that. And let's see, we had some kind of a play before I got to be a senior. I was in that. Mm-hmm. They always, and our only club we had was Girl Reserves. And the year I was a senior, I was president of that.
Now, what was that?
That was YWCA.
Uh-huh.
See, things are so different out here. But they had had this YWCA in my high school, and so it was the only organization we had in this small school. So I did fairly well, except at athletics and music.
What sorts of activities would this Girl Reserves become involved in?
Oh, well, we had meetings, and we mostly raised money to send delegates to Lake Okoboji to the conference. And I got to go the year before I was president. So then I didn't get to go the year I was president because the lady teacher that sponsored us said that didn't I think it wasn't fair for me to go mm-hmm. twice because nobody else had ever gone mm-hmm. twice. That seemed fair to me. I as long as I'd gone the year mm-hmm. before, and in a way maybe that was a help because I learned things the year before. So anything like that. Let's see.
Who were your friends in high school?
Oh, mostly, there again, it was mostly the girls that and fellas that came from the country and had to bring their lunches. Now, I don't mean that there was a girl in town that I was quite friendly with, but she always went home for lunch. So it was the ones that stayed and ate their lunch, and we took walks together. We'd walk down... I have a lot of pictures, we'd walk downtown and, we'd read the newspaper. There was one teacher always got the newspaper and it had one of these continued stories in it. And I remember this one girl and I would see who could get the paper first to read the story and then the other one had to read it second and that kind of thing. And I can also remember that in the wintertime now, see, it may be hard for you to visualize how in the winter you just didn't care to go out at noon. You stayed, and a bunch of us would just get in one of the empty classrooms and sit around and talk and that kind of thing.
Now, would this be a mixed group of boys and girls?
It could be both. it was both. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you... go right back home after school, or would you hang around in town at all?
No, when I was a child, sometimes we had to be, we had to wait, but the first 2 years I was in high school, see, my older brother often drove the car, and so as soon as school was out, we had to go right home because he had to do chores. So, of course, when our Girl Reserve meeting was after school, yes, I stayed for that. But there wasn't any of this hanging around unless, for some reason, we usually went home right after school. And most of the country kids did because they all had chores to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was the town kids that hung around. Incidentally, you may have heard of Mary Louise Smith, who was Republican National Committee woman. Mm-hmm. She comes from my hometown,
oh, really?
And I knew her as a child. Now, she was never in my grade in school, and I told you how the two grades were mm-hmm. always together. So she was two behind me, so we were never together. But every other year, I was in the same class with her sister. And I never, now there again, of course, they were the bankers' kids, but they were not snobs, and you played with them, mm-hmm. But you never really got friendly with them because they went home for lunch, and they went home right after school. But I can remember her sister. I played with her sister some out on the... I never really played with her, but you always said hello mm-hmm. and knew her and that kind of thing. Oh, if there were a big bunch of kids, we might, that when we played Black Man and that kind of thing. But...
what was the game?
Black Man. You don't dare say that.
What was that?
There were so many kids on this side and so many kids on that side, and the kid in the middle was the black man. You wouldn't dare. And he tried to see how many he could catch while you run from one base to the other. Yeah.
Oh, how strange. I'd never heard of that.
Well, we played this.
And it was called Black Man.
Black. Yeah. But don't, I don't think they dare talk about that anymore.
Oh, but, but that's sort of interesting social history.
Yeah, we played, it was called Black Man, and we didn't think anything about it. I mean, we never thought of it as being anything derogatory or wherever the name had come from or anything. It was just Black Man. It was a game.
Because I assume that most of the town, that the whole town was white and
yes,
very homogenous community.
Yeah, there were blacks out in the, around the coal mine, but there were never any blacks lived in this small town, and there were never any blacks came to our school. Mm-hmm. But there were blacks at the county seat at Ottumwa. I don't know if I ought to tell you something. Now, in the early days, you can edit this out afterwards if you want to. I can remember when, the roads were still bad. We didn't have paved roads when I was pretty young. And so we had taken the train to Ottumwa to do our Christmas shopping. And we had to sit in the depot and wait. Train was late. And because the depot was crowded, we couldn't all get seats together. So my mother and I, and that may have been before my sister was born, it probably was because she's 4 years younger than I, and I must have been just about four. And my father and brother were sitting over across a little ways, across the room. My father was deaf. But I could always talk plain. And here were these black people. And I said, "Mama, that woman's so black, she looks like a nigger." And my mother was trying to hush me. And my father got, he didn't know, he thought I'd said something that I shouldn't have. Well, I had. But we used the term, but we didn't think anything about it. Now, we didn't, they worked in the mines, and they were not maltreated or anything. I suppose they didn't have the social status that the whites, but we didn't think too much about it. As I grew up, we didn't grow up with those prejudices that, blacks aren't, well, they used the term Negro. My mother used the term Negro. I don't think I ever heard her say nigger. She was very respectful of, she didn't have a lot of prejudices like I found out some people did after I got away from home. Mm-hmm. So I didn't grow up with those prejudices. And, of course, it might have been different if they'd been all around us. Mm-hmm. But we were never told to, to avoid them or anything. It was just that they weren't around. Mm-hmm. But I remember they told about my saying that. I had noticed that,
Was that the first occasion that you saw black people?
Well, no, I had seen them, but not very, I had only seen them in Ottumwa. Mm-hmm. And I knew that my brother said the blacks were niggers, but not my mother. She always called them Negroes. She always spoke of respect.